This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big cube. This deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose.
Taco to go. Taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go. Taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go. Taco to go. Taco to go.
$2.99.
We're all waiting for the same thing you're waiting for. We've been told there's going to be an announcement about the 2027 NFL draft being held here in Washington, D.C. on the National Mall. Jeff, press the button. Here's what we're going to do. The way these political things go, they're often kind of moving targets for people are calling. We're not giving away tickets right now. That's not happening for 45 minutes.
Yeah. All
right? Now, if people just want to talk, Jeff, we can talk. Apparently, my man Landfill's a big C-SPAN watcher. And he's been checking the website, and one part of the C-SPAN website says that the announcement's coming at 1 o'clock. One says 1:15. I tend to, as somebody that's attended enough press conferences, not political ones, just regular press conferences, a lot of times
they start late.
They start a little late.
Yeah.
So I want to give ourselves some leeway. I want to ask fairly simple. How excited are you for the draft coming here? Because this isn't that far away. This is something we've all been like hinting at, reporting, expecting. I mean, Events DC and Mayor Bowser, they've been working on this thing for years.
Yeah.
I remember I first heard about it. I first heard about it, honestly, when you went to Nashville. People then in Ashburn were like, oh, man, it'd be great.
We were discussing it then.
Right.
Yep.
So this is not something that is new.
Yeah.
But it's certainly exciting. So 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. How do you feel about the draft? I'm excited, B. I think it'll be cool.
I'm excited, too. I mean, look, I've been to several of them in different areas, and they generate an excitement, and they also generate income in that area. And I think D.C. would be a great place to host it, and also they need it.
Agreed. Professor Landini, how do you feel about the draft?
I'm actually all out on the NFL draft. I think that it's gotten too big, and if they scaled it back a little bit, you know, if they made the first round a little bit shorter, if it was a little bit less of a spectacle, I think it would be better. There's too much buildup. The first round is too long. I don't need it.
You don't crack.
I want to hear the names. That's what I want.
You don't crack.
Are you going to send B. Mitch a text again that's like, yo, I'm super stoned. Can you just tell me who they draft again?
Yeah. He didn't watch the damn draft. I'm talking about something. He wasn't in before.
I did watch the first round, and it took way too long.
But that doesn't address that it's here.
Yeah. I'm also not into that.
How will you feel about?
He's not gonna go to it.
Increased traffic in Washington.
It won't be where he's at.
I feel like Roger Goodell and Josh Harris got together to personally make my life worse.
You know, you're starting to sound like, and you're gonna hate this. You're starting to sound just like Rooster. I think y'all cut from the same cloth.
You are sounding a little Roosterific.
I don't agree with that at all.
100%. Y'all always think someone did something to bother you, when they never thought about you. I think
that's my issue, actually. Think about me a little bit more and put this thing in Baltimore.
How long?
Hell no.
This is probably a cluster buster question. How long does Odyssey have a lease on this building? Like, do we know?
I think it's till 2030.
One question I'm going to ask you, why would we know something like that?
I don't know. Landfill might know. Landfill been here for a long time.
Landfill's a producer. He's not the person knowing a damn building lease is.
Landfill, do you know?
I think it's still 2030.
He think it's still 2030. He don't know.
I was just saying, if we weren't downtown by 2027, I would think Landfill would feel much differently about the draft.
He'll still hate it.
The biggest the draft will impact you is traffic, right?
Because they don't start till night.
There's people all over.
Yeah, but they're not going to bother Landfill.
They're
going to be Ubering and catching metros and walking.
Are you aware of Landfill? Everything bothers Landfill.
That's why I don't listen to him.
All right, if you're tuning in, I'm getting a lot of people asking me about the announcement. I'm not in charge of this announcement. We're going to take it live as soon as we are able to. What we're doing right now is taking your calls. It is widely, widely reported that
Jeff is throwing out his shot. Jeff say, ALD, I'm going to be NFL draft DJ.
I like it. Jeff's already doing that.
Yeah, Jeff.
All right, let's go to Steve in Fairfax. Steve, how you feel about the NFL draft coming to town?
I think it's awesome. I think it's a great thing for the community and everything. And actually, I had a question for you guys. Do you think this is a precursor for trying to sway some votes to get RFK and, satisfy DC council members for that, tax revenue that DC residents have to pay? Now they have this as kind of a backup. So, within 24 months, half the money gets, paid back and kind of see what's what after that and, jumpstart this thing.
I don't think this happened after the stadium stuff was announced. I think this was already in play. So I really believe that the people that's trying to act like they don't want a stadium here, they're wasting their time.
But now they get to see all the revenue that comes in from being involved with
NFL. Yeah, but they're not going to see that before they have to vote on it. They got to vote on this by July. The revenue ain't coming for 2 years.
Yeah, but can't they, use the formula from Green Bay or Detroit, just saying that's
sure.
going to be X
yeah,
amount
yeah.
of dollars, you're going to see the growth.
I don't think they'd be getting the draft if they weren't getting the stadium. But I think it's all part of there are very, very large forces at play that have probably maneuvered this to a finish line long beyond what we see, honestly. Thanks for the call, dude.
Oh,
Lord.
I think we're streaming.
I blocked it. I was doing something else.
I got a serious question. I think Big Tony's calling. I don't know. We've heard from Big Tony in a while. Big Tony, how you feel about the draft, dude?
Hey, what's going on, ears and big head? Hey, look here, man.
All right.
I'm going to tell you what.
All right, two pig legs.
We gonna start joning on the air. Hey, look here, I love the draft because I'm gonna tell you right now, all you folks out there that need a new phone and need some credit cards, I'm gonna be down that joint pickpocketing like a mug. Man, I'm taking everything. Hey, B, it's gonna be about 600,000 jokers down there. Half of them gonna be drunk, and you know how folks just put their phone in their back pocket. Man, I'm gonna come down there with a duffel bag. I'm gonna roll up. Don't ask me for passcodes and all that. That's on y'all. And another thing, B, your boy Jeff Walker said he had a triple double. Come on, man. That diamond probably went for like 2, 4, and 1, man. Come on, man. Hey, y'all take it easy, man.
I know that Jeff didn't come back and talk about his game, but we just got a picture here that I just posted in the thread.
There's a number of things to discuss here. Jeff, on what planet did you drop a triple-double? This was your all-star game you were very excited about? All right, I guess Jeff's doing calls.
All right, what was the question here? I was answering the phones. Yeah, I was working.
Somebody said you had a triple-double in what's called.
In an all-star game.
You did?
At 20, 10, and 10.
Yeah.
That's an outright lie.
He went and took that picture from somebody, put his little stuff on it. That's not Jeff doing 20, 10, and nothing. Because if he had done 20, 10, and 10, he would have definitely ran in here and told us about it.
It would have been in the text thread. It would have been on every social media.
It would have been on TV.
But hold on. Are you shooting from half court in that photo?
Yes.
Like, was that part of your plan?
You see, I pulled it. Shoot it. Shoot, JP.
Jeff, you do not have half-court range, dude.
How much you want to bet? I bet you I make 3 half-court shots before you make 1. And we could put $100 on that.
I don't want to make that bet. You doing it ahead of me.
It looked like a Photoshop thing because he's doing a jump shot, but his feet are on the floor.
Yeah.
That's not Photoshop. I'm strong enough to shoot the ball from half court like a free throw.
Yeah, okay.
I
guarantee you.
Will you admit that you did not have a triple-double?
No, I would not admit that.
Okay. But, we know he didn't have it. The fact that we had to get Big Tony to send us a picture, we know he didn't do it. You know why? Because he would have been running, screaming that.
So, look, this is the thing. We had the celebrity game, and I just see all these outrageous stats. And I'm like, hold on. He did not score that many points, and they wasn't about to make it look bad like they was just running the score up on my team. It was a 5-point game. So I was like,
did y'all lose?
Yeah, but we also got work. Like, everybody know we got work because the birthday boy wanted his team to win because he was playing on that team. So we got work. But everyone inflated their stats, so I inflated mine. I wasn't about to look like that.
Yeah. Thank you for clearing that up, buddy.
They did it for Wilt.
Did it for Wilt. Is this Joe in Upper Marlboro online too? Joe, yeah. How you feel about the draft coming to town?
I'm really excited. We were going to make the trip up to Pittsburgh for the draft next year, but obviously this year, or 27, it's a lot closer, so lots of excitement. We usually do a draft party every year, so this will be really cool to go there and have it so close to home.
There you go.
So if you have a draft party, what does that entail?
Drinking.
It's mainly just me and my cousin for the last, 5-6 years. We get together every year. We watch the movie Draft Day, and then we just make some good food and just have a good time and watch the draft.
That's awesome. Well, you can watch Draft Day and then take the Metro downtown and watch it in person.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, dude.
Awesome.
Glad you're excited. I'm excited when people are just excited and there's no, cynicism or jaded. Jeff, are you excited? You're throwing your hands up in the air.
Yo, what? The draft in D.C.? I am there. Look, it's only so many things that you could witness, you know. That's one of them you got to witness. Like, the draft, all them people there. When you going to have all the fans representing all 32 teams together in one spot? Again, you only play, 17 games in a season?
Yeah.
You only see 8 other teams, well, really 4 because you got your division games. But I want to see party with all them other fans. It's going to be a nice event. I can't wait for it. I know the city is going to buzz. I was just telling Landfill and WB, I say, look, the city's going to be lit. And while they all pick it, I say, you know what's going to happen after all the picks are made the first night? Everybody going to flood to different areas of the city to party. And for someone that's a part of DC nightlife, that's amazing.
And you're going to be.
Jeff might have some paid gigs.
Jeff might
week.
Have 15 DJ events in 3 days.
Yeah, get that money.
Landfill, odds. So the draft as it's currently constituted, and I don't think this will change in the next 2 years. The only constant in life is change. But I think the draft will still look the same in 2 years. Can I get percentage chance, Jeff? Calls out for work on Monday after the draft.
Oh, man. You ain't going to make much money.
88.
That's minus 50,000.
Jeff's going to be nonstop Wednesday to Sunday.
That's minus 50,000.
And then on Monday morning, we're going to get a text.
50 grand and win 100.
We're going to get a text. Dog, my cousin's car broke.
Nope. I'm going to do what I did for the Christmas party this year. Put my day off early in advance.
Still, put it in right now.
I'm going to email him 2 years early.
Because I know you won't be here that day. Let's try our guy. Jake is in Whitville. Jake, you fired up for the draft?
Yes, sir. I sure am, man. And I'm going to tell you what, as a lifelong Commanders fan and also as a lifelong construction worker, I am stoked about the idea of all the new development with the RFK Stadium is going to be bringing up to D.C. Because as a journeyman, just working everywhere, going everywhere I can to lay block and lay brick and lay stone, this is going to be great for every other construction worker out there that just wants to go out and support their family. So, yeah, Raise hell, go Commanders. This is going to be great for everybody.
There we go. Hell yeah, man. I like that positivity.
That's a different point of view, too.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's talking about this, that, and the other, but you know what? It's going to open up some jobs.
Yeah, whenever you're talking like 3 to 5 years worth of work, that's a gold mine to a construction worker.
Yeah.
You know, somebody that's, you know, not to get into specifics or anything, but somebody that's making, say, the average construction workers between 60 and 100K a year, if you could secure that for, you know, three to five years, that's awesome. That's a lottery ticket right there, brother.
That's awesome, man.
All right, brother.
It's good to have different perspectives, and I appreciate that one. So thanks for the call, Jake.
Yes, sir. Thanks.
All right, take care. Thanks for listening. Listen, I got a lot of people asking me about the announcement. Landfill's update is that the announcement about the NFL draft is supposed to start at 1, then it became 1:15. Now it's up to 1:30. This is what you kind of got to expect when you got a lot of people with a lot going on in the world to figure things out.
Yeah.
So I don't think in any way this impacts, like, I don't think there's going to be like some last minute screaming session in the Rose Garden that the draft is off. Like, I think it's just trying to get everybody in the same room. Let's go to Alex in D.C. What's up, Alex?
So I want y'all to picture this. It's the spring of 2027. Cooper Flags led the Wizards to the playoffs. The stadium's being built. You got Andrew Crystal and Ryan Leonard leading the Caps in the playoffs in the post-Ubi era. The Nats, with all their young talent, are in first place. And then we get the NFL draft at the same time. How cool is that going to be?
That's some I like that. I like that a lot. Cooper Flag, James Wood hitting bombs.
Man.
I like it, dude. Well done.
Yep.
Thanks, dude.
All right, brother.
I am curious. With the stadium, there are obviously critics. Jeff, we're keeping phones the whole hour, so just load everybody up. With the stadium, there are obviously critics.
Yeah.
And opposition. And I can understand some of those viewpoints, right? I think if you're a critic or opposed to the NFL draft coming to town, that is just straight hater-ish. Like,
you just heard Landfill.
I think Landfill would confess to straight hater-ish.
Yeah, he's a hater.
White Brian, you live in the city. How do you feel about the draft coming to town?
I'm indifferent. The city has enough people in it, so it's just going to be more traffic.
Where do we get these weird people from, man?
White Brian, outside of Auburn sports and your wife, is there anything you're not indifferent on? You have a general air of indifference, White Brian.
The Mets. That's probably it.
But the Mets, I mean, are you happy about them?
He's indifferent. Because he cheers for them and they suck most times.
Yeah, I mean, they're winning a bad NL East, but
I'm happy right now.
He won't be happy at the end of the year, though.
I just can't wait for the inevitable Mets meltdown. It's fuel for my blood. Rusty's in Delaware. Rusty, how you feel about the draft? Will you and your son come from Delaware?
So that's exactly what I was going to tell you guys. How y'all doing today? Good to hear from you.
Good, man.
So when I got the saw the article last night and I made the announcement out loud, and he looked right at me and he said, "Dad, are we going?" And I've been hesitant about attending things like that just because of the mass amount of people in a small area. But it's a once in a lifetime type opportunity. So yeah, absolutely, we're gonna go. And I don't know how close we're gonna be able to get, but we're gonna try. And he made a bold prediction himself. The other guy was talking about optimism. He said that we're going to have to wait until the 32nd pick that night to go ahead and find out who we draft.
There you go. All right, Rusty, appreciate you. We got to run the break here, bro.
Appreciate it.
We're waiting just like you're waiting. There's an announcement coming. Washington's getting the draft. Let's hear it officially. Nobody go anywhere. Phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. It's B. Mitchell Finley. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Tyreek Hill, dude, just can't help himself cause trouble. Tyreek Hill did a Q&A, I guess, on Instagram or something. Asked to name his top five quarterbacks. And remember, there was a point in time where he argued Tua was the best in the NFL.
He didn't name Tua or Pat.
Lamar, Josh Allen, Mahomes, Baker Mayfield, Joe Burrow. Like, it wouldn't be accurate, but at least say Tua if you're him. Ahead of Mayfield. He didn't. All right, here's the question. We're waiting on news. Apparently, this has been pushed back again. We're waiting to hear from the coalition of folks that are prepared to make this announcement about the NFL draft coming to D.C. in 2027. Yo, wait, Brian, see if you can look this up. Like, when Green Bay got the draft, who made that announcement? Or Detroit or Nashville? Something tells me generally this is just like
the NFL did.
More the NFL just announced it.
Yeah.
I tweeted this out. I said, how do you feel about the NFL draft coming to D.C.? Excited, it's fine, or don't want it? I feel like that's three very distinct operations. Mm-hmm. Excited got 70% of the vote. It's fine got 25%, and then there's 5% of haters, like Landfill, that don't want it. I think, to me, I'm excited. I think it'll be neat. Would you be excited or it's fine?
I'm excited about it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I've been through. I like them.
I got another tweet, too, from Larry Danielle. I don't know the accuracy of these claims, but per Larry, the 2024 NFL draft in Detroit generated a record $213 million in economic impact, including $160 million from visitors. This revenue stems from various spaces like hotel occupancy, restaurant spending, and other local businesses benefiting from the influx. That's what you're looking for, man. It's a lot of dough. Let's go to Co from the Foe. What's up, Co?
What up, Co?
Hey, what's up, fellas, man? I'm ecstatic that, you know, the draft's coming here, man. I'm out here right now as we speak, checking the shelf life of water, man. I'm trying to gear up, man, get my vending on, you know what I'm saying? Get out there, touch all million Americans who are going to come down to our beautiful city.
Mm-hmm.
And like Rusty say, or somebody said, about that 29th pick, I see it, I mean, about that 32nd pick, I see it in our future, man. We be in that bowl either before the stadium or before that draft, man. Peace, fellas.
Thanks, dude. I like that call. Co's fired up. I tell you what, phone lines are about to go crazy yet again. We're giving away Caps tickets in probably about 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, we're giving away two tickets to see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul, the Good Vibes Only
what
Tour.
What me, JP?
With special guest DaBaby. That concert is Friday, July 25th at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com. 800-636-1067. Caller number 9 gets those tickets.
All right.
That'll be fun.
I think Brian going to punch in your face later on, too, because at 11-something, he sent that $213 million when you asked him to look it up for you. He put it in the text thread, and you wait to give somebody else credit for it.
Shout out to White Bryant. Still haven't gotten a haircut, Brian.
Brian, well, you heard him just say somebody else did. You were like, what the hell? I said that at 11.
Might be. I think it's clearly exciting, man.
Yeah.
All right, so the Packers and NFL announced the 2025 NFL draft will be held in Green Bay. NFL representative Alex Brook made the announcement. So these are not always grand affairs.
No.
I think D.C.'s good at holding big-time events. Usually they're political. It'll be kind of nice at this one. I would think the NFL will protect its neck a little and not let one of their major events get co-opted.
You hope.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, hell, it might be the announcement might have already gotten co-opted. 'Cause I know this. I've sat through a lot of Roger Goodell press conferences. They're rarely 35 minutes late.
Yeah. I think in the beginning, this thing was supposed to be at 11 o'clock. And then
it was 1.
1. No. So 11 o'clock thing that was out there before. Then it 1 came out like in the last few days. Now it's almost damn 1:40 and ain't nobody started talking yet.
Dun, 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 dun.
Just saying.
You know what it's really helpful for? To have variants like this? When you have a radio show and you plan out the last hour around the announcement and then just kind of want to build out for there. Damn. I just saw something on social media. You know Madonna? Like Madonna, the singer?
Yeah.
How old do you think she is?
Madonna is probably close to 70.
66.
That's close to 70.
Guess how old her boyfriend is. I thought she was married to that director. Guess how old her boyfriend is.
Probably in his 30s.
29.
Hey, she using him and he using her.
She looks very drugged out.
She might be.
I mean, hey, man, do you. I thought she was married to Guy Ritchie. Clearly, I'm not up to date on Madonna's personal
life. Man, those things happen so quickly, you never know.
Guy Ritchie movies are good, though. I do know that much. I think, so I'm reading this from whatever you may hear today from various people. This is a story from 2024, from a little less than a year ago, July 24.
Mm-hmm.
DC's bid to host the 2027 NFL Draft envisions staging a significant portion of the three-day event on the National Mall. The correspondence is internally referred to as Project Breeze. Representatives from Events DC and the NPS, which administers the National Mall and Monuments, have been in discussions with NFL executives for months about the possibility of holding the three-day event in the district.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to read that. This story is from July of 24, almost a year ago. And the conversations have been going on for months prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say it was 2023, probably, when at least initial conversations began. Like, whoever today may take credit for this event coming to town, let's just try to be mindful of the people that
have worked at it.
Yeah.
And have been doing it for a while.
It looks like they talked about this as early as January of 24, along with NFL executives. So there's a lot of moving parts here. Listen to this. This would be there, here's some actual details. Now, this is from a previous plan, and if we know anything, plans tend to change. But according to this Washington Post article, the league, according to the emails, proposed having the main stage for the draft on 4th Street between Madison and Jefferson Drives near the National Gallery of Art and the National Air and Space Museum. A portion could also be held on Pennsylvania Avenue, where attendees could flow to the mall. So 4th Street by the gallery. Here's what I know from the two parades I attended, which was the Caps parade and then the Nats parade. I don't know kind of how you specify this, Brian. But if you're talking 4th up, I mean, that you're pretty close up to the Capitol that way, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you'd have a ton of space stretching west towards the Lincoln, and you put up TV screens, and you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That, to me, would be pretty ideal, because the backdrop of this thing is going to be Goodell and the Capitol behind them. When you do Pennsylvania Avenue, so the Caps parade, if you remember, the culmination of it was on the mall with all the big open space. Yeah. The Nats parade, probably because they wanted to do something different.
Ended up a little farther up doing it.
They ended up on Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And it kind of just creates a little bit of a bottleneck. My advice, which no one is asking for, would absolutely be to do it on the mall rather than on Pennsylvania Avenue or Freedom Plaza, one of those things. You think they'll listen to me?
Nah.
Thank you.
I think they already have plans.
All right, we're waiting on the announcement just like you are. Hopefully we get it here at some point. When we return, we got to make some bets, and we're giving away another pair of Caps Game 1 tickets against the Canes.